Okay, let's get started.
Oh, wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 49 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and with me once again via Skype from Melbourne, Shelton Muller. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good. So next week it's 50.
Yeah.
We're going to have to have some special celebration.
Well, we have got the Gorillapod thing, which will pretty much wrap up at around about week 52 or episode 52. So,
well, that's a deck of cards. So I don't know. We'll have to, you know. We'll have to have some connection, you know.
Yeah.
But 50, eh? I've done 50 of these things. No wonder I'm starting to run out of jokes.
And that's why I ran out of adjectives a long time ago.
Yeah. I'd hate for you to be, you know, Lord of the Arrow of the, you know, Sultan of the. Well, you know, I'm just Shelton. Yeah, I'm just Shelton Muller. We all put our pants on one leg at a time.
That's it.
I got an email. I went to a camera club the other night, and I spoke there, and, you know, it was afterwards. Whenever I speak at a camera club, I sort of get inundated with people standing around and asking questions and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I got an email from this young lady, and she said, "Oh, I wanted to talk to you, but I was a bit shy to sort of come up. But I've got this question I wanted to ask you, but I didn't want to. I'm thinking, who do you think I am? I'm just a, you know, you know, it's. I must admit, doing a magazine and sort of having a little bit of a name in the industry has been interesting at times. I've even been asked for my autograph on certain occasions.
Wow.
which is a bit ridiculous, really. I mean, you know, I'm just Shelton Muller. I'm just a photographer, for Pete's sake. You know, maybe it's the attitude of other photographers that sort of tends to make people think, ooh, but yeah. Certainly not me. I emailed the girl back, and she said, "Woo! You emailed me back and answered my question. Oh, thank you very much. I mean, I'm just." I don't understand it. It's a little bit weird.
Having said that, this is the man who's just been personally invited to fly to Canada to shoot a wedding. So
that's right, which I'm really looking forward to, and I'm going to make the most of that. But yeah, it is an honor. I have been a couple got onto my website, saw my wedding photography, and said, "Please come to Edmonton to photograph our wedding." And
they didn't really write that, did they?
No, but I'm sure that if they'd spoken it, they would have said, "Hey, please come to Edmonton in Alberta and photograph our wedding, eh?" I'm going to come back talking really funny. You realize that. So what we're going to do, my son and I, I'm going to take my son with me. And
oh, cool.
We're going to pull into Vancouver. We're going to pick up a hire car there. We're going to drive for about 10 days through the Rockies, through Banff and Jasper, through Yoho National Park as well. We'll get to do Lake Louise, Maligne Lake, Valley of the Ten Peaks, all those beautiful places, wildlife.
So they would be in autumn, weren't they?
Yes, hopefully we'll get some really lovely autumn colours.
Colours would just be spectacular.
That's what I'm hoping. It can be a little unpredictable at that time of year. We can sometimes even get early snow.
Yeah.
I don't really care. It's going to look, and this is the thing about photography, you know, you go with a mindset, but if what you expect or what you're hoping for isn't there, you just, you know, photograph what you've got. I suppose it's like that
roll with the punches, as it were.
Well, it's right, that Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young song. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. And if you don't get what you think you're going to get, photograph what you get. And that I'm really looking forward to. So it's a once in a lifetime opportunity for me to spend some time with my son now that he's 15. Because he has chronic fatigue syndrome, he doesn't travel with me on my photo tours because it would just kill him. But this is one way whereby he and I can take our time. We can sit by a riverbank, we can do whatever we want, and just make our way slowly up to the wedding in Edmonton.
Road trip, that's just awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's father and son. We're going to be well behaved because, I mean, I can't do anything he'll tell his mum. But he probably wouldn't, actually. But we're not going to get too drunk or anything. I mean, he's only 15. But we're going to have a great time. And the great thing about it is that Nathan loves photography. And if you are a parent and you're listening to this and your children are looking for a hobby, photography has to be the best hobby you could ever encourage for them to take up, because it gets them outside, for one, away from computer screens and joysticks and buttons and PlayStations. It gets them into a world where they see things and appreciate things for what they are. You know, the beauty in the simplest thing is sometimes missed by teenagers because they're looking for a lot more excitement, or, you know, a lot more of a virtual input, a lot more virtual, yeah, you know, excitement rather than the real thing. But beauty can be found in a rock, you know, in a landscape, if you really want it to. It can be found in the way that, you know, light, you know, creates texture in a tree, or, in the way an old man sits on a park bench. It is the best hobby. That, and maybe, you know, learning to play guitar or piano. To me, photography is the best hobby you could ever ask, you know, or suggest for your child. And I'm really glad that Nathan's taken it up. And I tell you what, the kid's got an eye. Man, the kid's got an eye.
It's so, an interesting thing that, you know, I hang out on a photography forum called phototakers.com.
Yep.
And there's a kid up in Port Macquarie on the, you know, northern central New South Wales coast. Mm. Who uses the handle Lazarus, and he's a young kid. He's only about 18 or 19.
Mm.
I could hear a joke coming there. What was it?
Oh, that's, yeah, no, but he was dead for 4 days or something.
I mean, he's only a young kid. He's about 18 or 19, and some of the photos he takes are just brilliant.
Mm.
I think that's just that whole thing of youth, you know, they're not afraid to try anything.
No.
You know, they'll just give anything a go and see what works.
And the one thing, I mean, I've taught Nathan some basic ideas of composition and that kind of thing, but I've avoided making any rules. And, you know, sometimes, and I know I've been in situations where I've sort of subconsciously been penned in by rules and then seen the work of my peers who were standing next to me and what they've come up with. Sometimes my son, who's standing next to me, and seen what he's come up with and gone, yeah, of course, think more freely, Shelton. Get out of this box you sometimes put yourself in.
I think that's just the curse of age, you know. I think as we get older, we sometimes just become a little bit too conservative.
Yeah, perhaps. And that's the last thing I ever thought I'd become, but I'm going to fight it with every ounce of strength. So maybe I'll be learning from my son this trip rather than the other way around.
Now, you were saying just before we started recording that this bride-to-be has sent you some photos of the interior of the venue.
Yes, because October can be unpredictable in Edmonton, there are, you know, if they decided on a park or something and it's raining or it's misty or it's snowing or whatever, then we're going to find ourselves, stuck. So she sent me an email saying that there was this website, a photographer's website actually, that had all these photo locations. And so very nice of him to, you know, let the competition in on his locations. Good on you, mate. But that's the Canadians for you. They're
very
really
generous
polite.
People.
They're really polite and helpful, eh? So, and they are actually Canadians. You know, having been raised in Canada, they are actually a very polite nation. They're one of the most mannerly people I've ever known.
Right.
They are. But getting back to my point, I've had a look at this site and I thought, yes, you know, it really is true. That I actually sent her an email saying, look, I don't care what the weather is. Some of these locations are better than probably any park, any floral park, you know, that we could that we could get into. And I looked at it, and it's because of the way the light flows in these buildings. Light coming around columns and light coming through windows, light coming down colonnades and hallways. And in the end, and this is especially true, I find, of wedding photography, and my motto for wedding photography is just find the light and put them in it. You know, I think I've said that before.
Yep.
Find the light and put them in it, and you're going to make your photograph work. Last week, of course, we talked about this with Anthony, or rather Antonio, and I hope people looked at the difference in the images.
Mm.
We talked about how important light was over location. And I hope that we're learning this, because this is especially true in wedding photography. And this email from Leanne, the bride, has confirmed that again for me, that you might be in a beautiful place, but if the light's wrong, yeah, the picture's going to be wrong. Whereas in these indoor locations, or perhaps semi-indoor, they might be, you know, like a stairway with a and then up to a platform with columns and colonnades, mm-hmm, and that kind of thing. It's sort of indoor-outdoor. You've got light, you know, and even if it was some junky old mechanic's shed, but the light is beautiful, you're going to create a beautiful image. I've been photographing weddings for a long time, and I've found that you can be couples often choose their locations incorrectly by saying, oh, this place has got lots of flowers and it's got nice trees, and so we'll come here. But what it doesn't have is beautiful light. So find, if you are a couple getting married and you just happen to be listening to this, find some light, find a place with light. If you're a photographer shooting a wedding, don't concern yourself with flowers and trees and, you know, fountains and all sorts of things that, you know, photographers look for, because they're only going to be distractions.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because there's a couple of the shots on your gallery that I absolutely love. The one of the hillside with the, you know, broken down, rusted out jalopy and the bride and groom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that stuff just works so well.
Thank you, yeah. And again, it was late afternoon light. There's a combination of light and texture. You know, I used a longer lens and compressed it a bit. I know the shot you're talking about. And there's another shot, I think it's of my niece's wedding, where we were just in this old shed. It's just shocking old wooden shed. And a lot of couples would think, oh, that's, you know, I'm not going to use that. But the light in this place was gorgeous.
Yeah.
On my Argentina gallery, there's a picture of Marco, who owned the ranch we stayed at, and he's just sort of standing there with a cigarette in his hand. And in that shed, the light was soft and it flowed evenly. The shed itself was just an old shed, but the light flowed evenly in there, and that's where I wanted to do his picture, you know, and it worked. I've said this many times on this podcast, we often think, well, I've got to find a beautiful location. No, you don't. You've got to find beautiful light, and the light will take care of everything if you know how to use it.
Yeah.
Therein is the key. So I've emailed Leanne back and I've said, look, I don't care what the weather's like. Some of these places in Edmonton, like the City Hall and the Legislature, the Arts Building in Edmonton, are just absolutely fabulous. No matter what the weather, it could be a gorgeous day outside, but let's book these places, because I think they're going to be fabulous. And we're going to get some great pictures. And so it's going to be a combination of the Australian way of photographing a wedding as compared with maybe what they're accustomed to, which is the Canadian way. And I think there is a difference. So I'm going to be taking...
So the photographer's website that she sent you to, he's a Canadian photographer?
Yeah. He's an Edmonton-based photographer.
So I'm guessing you would have checked out his work while you were there?
Yes.
And did you really feel that there was a completely different approach in the way he'd set up his shots to the way you'd set up your shots?
Very, very much so.
Yeah, right.
Very, very, and I'll avoid mentioning the website, because I wasn't, impressed with the photography. I thought the photography looked very contrived. The poses were very contrived. They didn't look like real people. They didn't look like couples in love. The Australian approach to wedding photography, I think, is a far more candid and natural approach, even though we as photographers will set up poses. But often our approach is just that little less formal. I don't know whether it's just this particular photographer or whether it's the general approach in North America, but even the Americans tend to have a very formal approach, apart from a few young mavericks there in the country, you know, a handful of them, a very formal approach of posing and using locations, making sure that, you know, the hand is in the hold the pencil position and, you know, all those sorts of things which look overly contrived. Once upon a time, they were considered the way to make people look good, but then they became the way to make people look silly, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we've gone the other end.
It's a bit like looking at a 50s movie and seeing the really contrived acting.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and or, you know, like a soap opera, you know, or a daily drama that you think, oh, well, that's just wrong. So Australians, I think, simply because of our culture, you know, we're a sort of, yeah, she'll be apples, mate, no worries, sort of culture. that transfers across into our photography. And if you look at Australian photographers, some of the greats like Jurvant Zanzanian and Martin Shembri, Marcus Bell in Perth, these guys have a fabulous approach to their wedding photography, which is a beautiful combination of contrived, yet casual, yet natural. And I'm hoping to bring my version of that to Edmonton and show, you know, Leanne and Tyler the difference. But maybe that's why they've asked me to come all the way there. Maybe they've seen the work from photographers there and want something different. I'm presuming that's the case. Either way, I'm not arguing with them.
Of course not.
I'm really looking forward to coming and catching up with, you know, my old stomping grounds, as it were. It'll be terrific.
Why do you say your old stomping ground?
Well, I mean, Canada, British Columbia and Alberta was where I lived as a kid.
Oh, right.
I lived in an A-frame in the middle of nowhere in British Columbia in a town called Prince George.
Okay.
Up until about the age of 9. We had no electricity, no running water, no running gas. We lived in the middle of the wilderness. And it was quite an adventure for a child, actually.
Yeah, right.
So I've been back to Canada twice since, once in 1981 and once in 1994. And I'm looking forward to going back and, you know, being an older man and shooting digitally, for one, and having my son with me. When I went back in 1981, I'd only been out of Canada a few years, and I went back there with my father, so he and I did a road trip, and cool. So life has come full circle, and I'm really looking forward to photographing it and coming back with some different kinds of pictures this time. And of course, at the very end of it, you know, a Canadian wedding, which you know, hopefully I'll get some of my accent back.
So are you going anywhere near where you grew up?
I lived in Vancouver when I was a very little boy, so I'll be there, but I'd love to pop across to Prince George, but I just don't think I'll get the chance. Prince George is right smack bang in the north central of British Columbia.
Right.
And I just don't think I'll get the chance. If I can, I'll go there, but who knows? It would be nice to do, but I'm just not sure that I'll be able to.
Yeah.
But either way, my son gets to travel with me. Ian gets to see the country that I grew up in, and of course, we get to photograph it together. So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. So when are you off?
October the 11th, and then I'm back in late October.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have
time to wrap up the Gorillapod promotion before you go, which is good timing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is enter the contest, do the survey, because these Gorillapods are great little things, and you're going to find a multiplicity of uses for them. So they usually will. So, make sure you do. And of course, you know, support the pod and get your surveys in.
Absolutely.
Where we want to know.
Thank you, Doki Sheldon. Well, thank you for that. It was a bit of a free-form chat this week, but...
I hope it... I really hope that we're slowly getting this point of the importance of light over location.
Yeah.
If you haven't looked at the photos that we took of Antonio, you know, please do so.
Yeah.
I'll send in a couple of pictures from weddings that I've photographed where the locations have been perhaps anything but complimentary from, you know, what most people would consider the kind of location they take a bride and groom. I'll send a couple of pictures through.
Okay.
And you can see how important light is to an image, and how it is 80%, if not more, of, you know, the effect of an image and the effect on it emotionally and, you know, and aesthetically. So we'll post a couple up. But have a look at the comparison between Antonio in the door frame, first of all, from my, you know, what I wanted to do, and then Antonio around the other side of the house where the light was
in that really harsh light.
In that really harsh light, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm. Yep. And in the meantime, if anyone's got any particular topics that you'd like Shelton to cover, by all means, drop him an email, shelton@audiotoyou.com.
Because we've done 49 of these things, you know, and there may be some specific advice you need. So I'm needing all the help I can get over here.
No dramas. All right, mate, we'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Bruce.
See you, mate.
See ya.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audiotoyou.com. Audio2U delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear.
When you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audio2U.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control D to bookmark.
Audio2U.com.